The London Docklands was once a busy and thriving port in London with the import and export of goods with the rest of the world. But as cargo ships started to grow in size, they could no longer fit into the River Thames and into the Docklands area. And so the businesses started to close down and the old factories and warehouses were abandoned and became derelict. Then in the 1980s, the London Docklands Development Corporation was set up to try and regenerate the area in East London. They converted a large number of the old wharfs and buildings into luxury apartments, shops, offices, and cafes and bars and restaurants. London City Airport was also built, which provides a useful connection for the City of London to other parts of the UK and Europe. And more recently, the O2 Arena has been built, and subsequently we've recently seen all the Olympic developments for 2012 Olympics in London. London Docklands is a really good example of urban redevelopment and regeneration, and a really good example of mixed-use redevelopment, where you have got a variety of uses of land, whether they're commercial, leisure, residential, etc. A redevelopment refers to the renovation and improvement of areas that were previously run down or derelict. And dereliction refers to land and buildings which had previously been used but had fallen into disuse and decay. You could also talk about Birmingham as a city in the UK, which had also required significant redevelopment and regeneration of certain areas of it. One example would be Brindley Place, which is quite central in Birmingham and is another example of a mixed-use redevelopment scheme which started in the 1990s. Other strategies and redevelopment projects that have been taking place in Birmingham include the development of the Bullring Shopping Centre in 2003, with over 140 major shops, including the Selfridges, and that brings in 35 million visitors a year, bringing money to help boost the local economy. The National Indoor Arena was also opened in the 90s, and that hosts a wide range of sporting and musical events, again bringing tourists, visitors and money to the area, giving the local economy a boost. Hospital has been developed in the city with a specialist eye hospital and a teaching unit, which was a £35 million development, again raising the profile of the city of Birmingham.